Tell me, were you surprised by how big the online sales were over the weekend?
We were really anticipating a level of persistent demand through the weekend because of the nature of Black Friday deals turning into Cyber Monday deals and that transition. But this definitely exceeded our expectations, over-indexed the levels of growth we anticipated. So I think it really set the stage nicely.
So it was a record. It was a true record that was broken this weekend?
Yes. Well, this weekend we definitely saw growth really drive closer to the range of what we would typically see during Thanksgiving. So over $4.8 billion on Saturday. We were able to stay in that range into Sunday. And so those were strong days for that weekend, and we're able to sort of beat the records for that particular time. What's big is the Cyber Monday record that we're expecting to beat, especially with us looking to crescendo past $11.2 billion.
Who were the biggest benefactors from the initial sales? Was it big box stores? Was it online retailers? Who made the money in the first couple of days?
So looking at our data set, where we're looking really specifically at online retailers, we definitely see benefits for the larger retailers who are in a position to offer really strong discounts and perks that consumers take advantage of. But this type of growth is good to see, you know, across the board, because especially given the macro environment that we entered the season in terms of inflation and concerns around that, for the demand to still stay pretty steady for retailers of all sizes and then over-index, especially with larger retailers, that's very heartening to see.
What were the items that were going? Was it everything across the board, or was there something that really stood out?
I would say that this time of the season, we definitely see electronics, apparel, and we see sporting goods also pick up. But given the sort of nature of this season and consumers seeing strong discounts on toys, over 30%, that's really helped toys drive up as a category. Popular items in there, like things like the LOL Surprise Dolls, the Roblox, these have done well. And then the game consoles, the video games, they're in a much better position now than when they were dealing with supply chain issues a couple of years ago. So that category has seen a lot of momentum. And then electronics, things like AirPods, Apple Watches, we see the sort of big television and computers, those move very quickly around this time.
I saw one stat, and I think this is accurate, that the buy now, pay later option is way up for shoppers. So maybe that's where we're seeing those worries about inflation, that people want to put off paying till later, which is not unusual.
Absolutely. So for some consumers, there's a little bit more of the mandate for gift giving that's driving it versus the financial capability to support some of these purchases. So they're in a position. Over the past couple of years, we have seen a little bit more of an uptick in buy now, pay later during this time of the year. But yes, we did see a pronounced level of activity for buy now, pay later, especially in these past couple of weeks, where that rose in the double digits. And that's really a factor of consumers trying to spread out these purchases. And in an interest-free way, these tend to be installment payments, interest-free. So that allows them a little bit more leeway than an environment that's having to deal with higher interest rates.
So does this bode well for the rest of the season? Do you think the shopping trends, the demand, the buying is going to continue right up until Christmas Day?
Well, I would say that we tend to see a stable amount of demand persist during the back half of the season, especially into December, up to the end of the month. And that's really because of procrastinators like myself. Really, you have consumers who are taking advantage of early deals, and you also have these big major moments with Black Friday, Cyber Monday, where those discounts get maximized. But then you can also count on a level of stable demand, especially historically speaking, given that you have consumers that wait till closer to Christmas to buy presence and things like that. So we can expect growth to kind of essentially oscillate and come down a little bit from the levels we're seeing it at right now. And we're expecting the discounts to get weaker too. But I think given the performance of November, I think we can anticipate decent momentum in December, and that should make for a pretty strong and capable holiday season this year.
So if I'm an online retailer who might have been a little bit worried about what the season was going to bring, am I already, even this early on into the season, breathing a little bit of a sigh of relief?
I would say there's definitely a little bit of, a little bit of calmer sort of perspective on this, especially given, I think, the fears of way early, I think, in September and August, especially as fuel prices were much higher, and those have kind of come down a little bit.
All right, I think what we're going to do is we'll have to check in with you in a couple of weeks and see if we're still at where we are now then, come a couple weeks from now.
Absolutely, yeah, we'll definitely check back in and see where we are.